friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Teen Paige Winter prayed as a shark dragged her under, and here's the story of how she survived. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A shark violently pulled 17-year-old Paige Winter under as she waded in waist-deep water at a North Carolina beach on June 2, 2019. While she lost a leg and two fingers, it's a miracle she survived it all. And now, she's sharing her inspiring story of the role faith and family has played in her incredible recovery. Paige Winter was enjoying a day of fun with her family at Atlantic Beach in North Carolina when the unthinkable happened. Out of nowhere, a shark clamped down on her leg and pulled her under the water. During the horrifying attack, Paige almost gave up, but then she cried out to God for protection. As Paige Winter was praying to her Heavenly Father, her earthly father was using his bare hands to strike the shark until it let his little girl go. Carrying her through the water, I was holding her leg as tight as I could to stop the bleeding. And then, once I hit that shore, I'm a dad, Charlie Winter recalled. A rescue team rushed Paige to the hospital, where doctors had no choice but to amputate her leg at the mid-thigh. Multiple surgeries on her hands followed, and she lost two fingers. But God blessed Paige with a fighter's spirit. And her perseverance in the face of such an awful tragedy has even astounded and inspired her doctors. Paige Winter is an extraordinary young woman. Dr. Eric Koshloy says, I hear reoccurring words to describe her, courageous, forgiving, and resilient. She has lifted and inspired those around her. God orchestrated many different things together to save Paige that day. Her father, who happens to be a firefighter and paramedic, played a big part, as did a stranger who used his belt as a tourniquet on Paige. An amazing medical team, skilled with the technological advancements necessary to treat Paige's injuries, also played a huge role. But all of these things ultimately came from God. The real heroes in this story are a loving father and mother, a volunteer on a beach, and a truly amazing young woman. Dr. Eric Toshloy says, Paige is alive as a result of one of the strongest forces that I have ever encountered in 20 years as a trauma surgeon, surpassing any medical technology. She was saved by love, the love of a father for his daughter. As 1 John 4, 7-21 reminds us, God is love and all love comes from him. And you can certainly see his light shining in this amazing young lady. When asked what kind of message Paige wanted people to get from her story, the teen's response was incredible. Sometimes life just throws really weird obstacles at you. It's really hard. But isn't that why we do things anyway? Because they're hard. Listening to Paige Winter share her story will truly leave you in awe, and it's inspiring all who hear it. So much of what happened after the shark attack is nothing short of miraculous. So many things were in just the right place at the right time to ensure Paige survived. But more than that, seeing the spark inside her and the love between Paige and her family just confirms God has big plans for this sweet girl. Even after all she's endured, Paige's experience inspired her to learn more about sharks and even advocate for the creatures. She's overcome so much, walking again with the help of a prosthetic leg. Her incredible story has become such an inspiration. National Geographic even documented her journey back to the water for the first time since the attack in the show Shark Attack Investigation, the Paige Winter story. There's no doubt God has big plans for this inspirational overcomer. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who doesn't love doesn't know God, for God is love. 1 John 4, 7-8.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Candace Cameron Burr calls JoJo Siwa after the teen labels her rudest celebrity in TikTok. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. A JoJo Siwa TikTok video left Candace Cameron Burr completely baffled when it labeled her the rudest celebrity the teenage reality star had ever met. And Candace responded to the drama in the most biblical way possible. Candace Cameron Burr is certainly known for being outspoken. The Christian celebrity has never shied away from talking about her faith or conservative values. And she certainly never let online trolls and bullies get away with making nasty comments about her or her family. But she's never come across as mean-spirited or disrespectful. Even when facing controversy or criticism, Candace Cameron Burr typically does so with grace. So it came as a shock when Candace found herself in the crosshairs of the 19-year-old former reality star, actress, singer, and YouTuber JoJo Siwa. JoJo Siwa, who appeared on the show Dance Moms as a child, shared her opinions on different celebrities in a video on TikTok. And when flashing a photo of Candace Cameron Burr, JoJo included a caption stating, "Rudest celebrity I've ever met." The TikTok ended up going viral, and JoJo's label left Candace shocked and confused. "Honestly, I was shocked when I saw the TikTok on Sunday and had no idea where it came from," the Christian celebrity explained on her own social media account. Hurt and stunned, Candace Cameron Burr followed the advice found in Matthew 18:15. "If your brother sins against you, go, show him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained back your brother." The Christian star began looking for a way to speak directly with JoJo Siwa about her TikTok video. And once she had the opportunity to speak with the 19-year-old, she immediately asked how she had wronged the young lady. "What did I do to you?" Candace asked JoJo. JoJo Siwa, who never expected her TikTok video to go viral, hesitantly described an encounter with Candace from years ago. At 11 years old, JoJo asked Candace Cameron Burr for a photo when running into her on the red carpet. The Fuller House star reportedly responded with, "Not right now." Even though Candace didn't remember the incident, she immediately took responsibility for hurting the young girl's feelings. "JoJo, I'm so sorry," she said. "Please know, especially as a mom, it breaks my heart that I made you feel that way." Candace said the conversation with JoJo Siwa about her TikTok video went well, and there were no hard feelings on either side. But the Christian celebrity took it as an opportunity to remind everyone to use their words wisely because they have power and influence. I think the lesson that we can learn is to be mindful that no matter how many followers you have, even a 10-second trending TikTok video can do damage because our words matter and our actions matter, Candace explained. Whether you have 50 million followers or 500 followers or 5 followers, we all influence the people around us.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.